It's a pleasure to be with you. And I certainly wish we didn't have to have this meeting today, but things are as they are in the humanitarian world. We're responding. It was good to see Filippo on the ground, Martin Griffith, who just came back. I was in the region 2 weeks ago, making certain that our UNHAS operations were ready to go, and they are, as the Secretary General alluded to. And so we're moving UNHAS operations to a level to make certain that we can move the supplies and medicines. In fact, we just moved some medicines in for our WHO substantial cargo just in the last few days. And so our trucks are operating, moving fairly smoothly throughout the regions and all throughout Afghanistan. But as the Secretary General was very clear about, and all the speakers before, is that 14 million people, 1 out of 3, are marching to the brink of starvation. They don't know where their next meal is. And on top of that, you have 14 million people in what we call IPC level 2 that's knocking on that same door. So if we're not very careful, we could truly, truly enter into the abyss in catastrophic conditions, worse than what we see now. In fact, 3 out of 4 people in Afghanistan are already engaged in coping capacity, because what you're seeing is back-to-back drought, years of conflict, COVID, economic deterioration, lack of cash. In fact, 40% of the wheat crop this year has been lost. And I could just keep going on and on and on. The cooking oil, for example, has doubled just recently. All of these things together are just making really a bad situation for all the people in Afghanistan. We need $200 million, additional $200 million just in the next 6 months to reach the people that we need to reach. In fact, we need to reach now about 14 million. We're reaching 7 million now. Our operations have been ongoing and are continuing to move throughout the land. But now we've got to step up because we're in the lean season, as well as the deterioration that I was referring to. Now, here's what I'm extremely concerned about as well. We have 4 million people that are in a very, very difficult area to reach when the winter season hits us in a couple of months. And if we don't get the money to pre-position that food in those areas, you will have catastrophe in those areas more immediately. So my friends, my donors who've been stepping up, the time is now. We cannot wait 6 months. We need the funds immediately so we can move the supplies to pre-position to accommodate the innocent people of Afghanistan. We cannot turn our back on the people of Afghanistan. We have 467 employees. They're putting their lives on the line every day, doing their best to make certain that people don't suffer. We are working with all the authorities necessary to get not just the access we need to make certain that hopefully and make certain that all of our women can continue to work all throughout the land. And at the same time, we want to continue to push school meals so that little girls and little boys get healthy school meals, because as the Secretary General and others alluded to, we're looking at a crisis for children throughout the land. When you understand that 40% of the GDP from the country comes from foreign aid and 75% of the public spending is from international funding, you begin to see that while our crisis now is great, if we're not careful, if we completely withdraw international support and are not strategic, we could have mass migration, destabilization in the region, and for certain starvation among millions of Afghan people. So we've got a lot of work to do. I'll be back in the region, I hope, in a couple of weeks. Our teams will continue to collaborate and work together in the UN and the NGO sector. We will be pushing the limit to make certain that we reach every single person possible so that not a single Afghan person suffers. And so please step up now. So that we can do our job. Thank you.